Or you could always hear the siren go when it was lunchtime, and when they and then when they came back. And my dad used to different now, because my dad used to come home to lunch, so he walked from there up, and they lived in Parklands Avenue. He walked back and forth every day to lunch, that sort of thing. I mean, you wouldn't see anybody doing that now, would you? And then it employed a lot of people, because if the people were on the floating bridge, the entire workforce sort of filled up the floating bridge going back and forth to his cows. I mean, there was a lot of people there, you know, a lot of workers there. Well, I'm going to think about it, really. That was the place they worked, there or Saunders Row. That was the industries, really. Because we're talking about, I went there when I was 16, and people didn't have cars like they do now, so you're really restricted to your cows, Northwood, Gurnard area. You didn't sort of go just nip into Sandown or ride like you do now. You didn't do that sort of thing. So you were around there, and of course, they always had 2 weeks off. They had cows week, and either the week before or the week after, and the shipyard closed. That was it. You had no choice about when you could go on holiday. And at Christmas time, I think it must have shut for like over the Christmas period. But I think we only had 3 weeks holiday, I think, and that was, you were told when you could have it. You couldn't choose it then. But I mean, most people that I knew worked there, or their fathers worked there. That's where they did. Some people worked in the for the prison service, but not many. It was in Cowes, that's where you worked there, and other, you know, places like Ratsey's that did, they did sales for things. Yeah, nothing really about it. It was just there. That was what it how it was. It was the main hub, I suppose, of Cowes, was the shipyard.